Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah of Oid Klal Acher Amru. This Mishnah focuses on the halachas of Oitzah, on the halacha of carrying. It says the Mishnah of Oid Klal Acher Amru. There's another Udo that said the Kol Hakosh Latznia. Anything that is worthwhile to be put away. Umatznian Kamayu. And people indeed put away something like this, Vatziah b'Shabbos, and somebody carried this from the Shus HaYochid to the Shus Rabba on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos Olav. For such carrying, Chayiv on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, V'kol Dovish Ein Kosh Latzniyeh, something which is not fit to be stored away, people don't usually put away this kind of item, Ein Matzniyeh Kamayoy, and it doesn't have the shear, doesn't have the proper shear. The only person that would be chayiv is somebody who actually put it away. But anyone else would not be chayiv for carrying this item for Shutzer Rabbim to Shutzer Yochid or for carrying a Dalar Rabbim to Shutzer Rabbim. So in other words, according to our Mishnah, to be chayiv for Hoitzah, the two conditions have to be met. It has to be something that is usable, and it has to be large enough that people would store it away. If any of these two conditions are missing, then you will not be chayiv chatas for carrying this on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kol HaKosh LaTzniyah. The Mishnah began by saying anything which is fit to be stored away. Ask the Gemara Lafuki Mai, what is the Mishnah trying to say? Does not fall into this halacha, says the Gemara, a papa ama lafuke dam nida. It's coming to exclude dam nida that is not considered choshev, and people don't typically put it away. So ask the Ran, why don't people put away dam nida? Don't they have to take that to the chacham to determine if the woman who had this dam nida is tor or tameh? So the Ran gives two answers. One answer is that in order for the Rav to be able to issue a psak, you just need to bring the piece of material on which there is a question. There is no need to bring, there is no need to have the dam itself. Or, says the Ran, we're talking about a situation where this was already shown to the Rav, and the Rav already issued his psak. So therefore, there is no need to keep this. Marukva says that what is our Mishnah coming to exclude? Lafuki atzei Ashera. The trees of the Ashera, which are osa bahano, so something that's osa bahano, that's why it's has no value and nobody puts it away. And if somebody carries it on Shabbos, they wouldn't be chayiv. Interesting question that the Achroinim discuss. We know that the Atzei Ashera are also Bahano, and they're also Moss, they're Avodah Zarah. Something which is obviously an Avodah Zarah is Moss. But discuss the Achroinim, what would be the halacha if something is also Bahano, but it's not Moss, it isn't an Avodah Zarah? Will the same halacha apply that it's in the same category of the Atzei Ashera? Or are Atzei Ashera specifically mentioned by the Gemara because it has these two characteristics, that it's also Bahano and it's Mos. But if it doesn't have both of those characteristics, perhaps it would not be in the same category of the Atzei Ashera. The Ritva clearly indicates that anything that's also Bahano is included in what Mar Ukva meant when he said Atzei Ashera. Says the Gemara, Mand Amar, Rapapa, that says that Dam Nida is not included in something that you chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. So certainly, Koshkein, Atzei Ashera, which are also Bahano, Dam Nida is not also Bahano. Atzei Ashera, which are also Bahano, is certainly less valuable than Dam Nida. And therefore, if Dam Nida is excluded from the Isser of carrying, certainly Atzei Ashera are excluded from the Isser of carrying. However, the Mandam that says that our Mishnah is referring to Atzei Shera, those are what are being excluded because they're also Bahano. Avadam Nida, when it comes to the Nida, it's not totally useless. Matzna Leila Shunrei, it's put away to give to a cat. And since it's put away to give to a cat, you can't say that it's worthless and that there is no chiyah for carrying it on Shabbos. Vidach, Rapapa, who obviously held that even by Dam Nida, there is no isser for carrying, there's no chiyah for carrying it on Shabbos. Why? Kivin the Chalsha, since somebody who eats, if a cat eats the Dam Nida, the person who gave it to him gets weak, so nobody's going to want to feed Dam Nida to a cat, because therefore, loy matznale. So the part, Rashi's pshat is that anything that comes, that emanates from the human body, and if a person serves that to a cat, that person will get weak. And that's why the Gemara says that somebody who burns the fingernails is a chassid. Why? Because by destroying something that emanates from your body, you make yourself weak. And still, if you prepare to do so, because as the Gemara teaches us, nails could cause damage to a pregnant woman. So this person is a chassid. He was ready to make himself weak at the expense of just to save other people. Rabbeinu Parachya, however, explains that the person who gets weak when you feed Dam Nida to a cat is the woman who had expelled that Nida. The Ramban has a different pshat. He says Dam Nida is really a type of, they believe there's a type of a poison. And anybody who ate from that poison would get very sick and perhaps die. But the Gemara, Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Aflamin Amud Beis, teaches us that even though the venom of a snake obviously is very dangerous, teaches us the Gemara that if a cat swallows the venom of the snake, the cat will get weak, but it would not die. And that's pshat in our Gemara. The cat who has the Dam Nida, that even though the Dam Nida usually is very bad for somebody who swallows the Dam Nida, if it's a cat, the cat will get weak but not die. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, he says, hi, this rule that we learned in a Mishnah, that anything that's made for human beings and that's used by human beings and it has the amount that people would typically store, there, anybody who carries that item out will be chayiv for carrying, even though this person who's carrying it out, by him, it may not be considered significant. Says the Gemara, the like of Shimon is not consistent with the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon, if we're going to want to understand, if we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, whose opinion of Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, Rav Shimon, when that Mishnah, Daf Ayim Amud Vav Amud Beis, discusses the different shiurim for carrying out liquids on Shabbos, so says Rav Shimon, Lo Amru Kol Shiurim Alolo Elamitz Niyayim. All the shiurim that are listed there are only mentioned for people who put away that shear, even if they didn't actually put it away, but it's choshev for them. But if this is an amount that's not choshev for this individual, so even if he carried it out, and even though it's the amount that is choshev for other individuals, that doesn't make a difference, he'll be potter. Our Mishnah seems to say that once it's significant, it doesn't make a difference for some people, it doesn't make a difference who's the actual individual who carried it out. So in other words, the way we're learning our Gemara at this point, Rav Shimon looks at the individual, and if for this individual it's not chashev, the fact that it's chashev for other individuals is immaterial. We learned in the Mishnah something which is not typically put away. So that, and somebody carried that, he's not going to be chayiv. The only one that would be chayiv is the person who put away that amount. Amar Rav Elazar, ha, this rule that we learned in our Mishnah, something which is not made for human use, but there is, and therefore, under normal circumstances, if somebody will carry this out, you will not be chayiv. And now our Mishnah teaches us that if there is an individual that did put it away, he will be chayiv, even though everybody else will be potter. Says the Gemara, the like of Shimon Elazar, does not follow the opinion of Shimon Elazar. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Klal Amar of Shimon Elazar, Kosh and Kosh Lat Sinai, something which is not normally put away, Ve'ematznin Kamayu, and or doesn't have, even if it's something that's put away, but it's you did not put away the amount that's being carried out is not the amount that's normally carried out. Vokshlazah, but one individual did make it significant to him, Vitsioi, Vitsne put it out, Va Achavitsioi, and now somebody else, not the actual person that stored it, but a different individual carried out what someone else stored away. The chayiv zeh, so not only is the first person who actually put it away chayiv, that's clearly what our Mishnah said, because he showed that it's significant to him. But even the second person who never did anything, he will still be chayiv b'machshavah shel zeh. Because the first person put it away, that makes the second person who never showed that to him, it's choshev, that is enough to make it for the second person, chayiv as well. Why? Because by the first person putting it away, that is shows that it's chashiv. However, the chachamim agree that if the person who carried it out didn't carry it out for his own needs, but he carried it out on behalf of the person who did put it away, so then everybody will agree, say the Rishonim, that even the Chachamah will agree that he's chayiv. Because if he's carrying it out for his own purposes, so we look at what's chashiv to you. But if he's carrying it out for the person who put it away, and that person who put it away showed that it's chashiv to him, that makes it chayiv for everyone. Teaches us the Mishnah. Moitzi Tevin. The Mishnah goes on to teach us different shiurim for different products. What is the shiur for carrying them out to be chayiv and Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Moitzi Tevin, somebody carries out prasa, straw, kamali piporo. The shiur is the amount that's carried out that you put into the shiur is a cow's mouthful. Eitza, when it comes to carry out eitza, the Gemara will discuss it. Kamali pigomal, that's the food served to camels. So it's the amount that fills up the mouth of a camel. Omer is straw, not prasa straw. Kamali pitle, the amount that fits into a lamb's mouth. Asovim grass, kamali pigdi, the amount that goes into a sheep. Ali shum v'ali betzalim, the leaves of garlic and the leaves of onion. Lachim, if they're fresh, kagroigris, the shear is the amount of a dried frig. Yavashim, dried ones, kamali pigdi, the amount that's filled up the mouth of a sheep. Ve'eim etstafim zem zeh, and teaches us the Mishnah that different foods don't, these different foods that I mentioned in our Mishnah cannot combine. Why can they not combine? They don't have the same shear. But we're going to see in the Gemara that under certain circumstances, they do combine. Ask the Gemara, my Eitzah, what exactly is Eitzah? Amar Yehuda, Tevin Shamine Kidneys. It's the straw of different types of beans. So I saw a very nice vart. There's a famous Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. The Rashi says, Vayera Elav Hashem Beilene Memre. And Rashi's trying to ask, why does the Torah mention Eloni Mamre, that it was in Eloni Mamre. So Rashi says, Hu shenosanoi eitza lamila. Mamre was the one that gave Avram Avinu advice how to do the mila. Lefikach nigla Hashem b'chalkai. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in Mamre's property. So all the Mefarshim asked the question, Avram Avinu needed to ask Mamre for advice how to do the milah, if to do the milah, how to do the milah. Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem to do the bris milah. Of course he would do it. So the Chizkuni says there's a misinterpretation of Rashi. It should not be read as Eitzah, the advice. Avraham Avinu certainly did not turn to a Mamre for advice about the milah. Rather, what it means is that Eitzah is, as our Gemara says, the straw beans. Avraham Avinu had the bris milah. He was weak, an old man, had the bris milah, and teaches us the Mishnah. That teaches us. So Mamre told Avraham Avinu, you know what's good that will help you get better? Take Eitzah. Put some Eitzah on that place where you had the operation. That's a refuah. That was what Mamre told him. But Chas v'Sholem, never would Avraham Avinu need to ask Mamre advice if he should follow Dvar Hashem. Says the Gemara, Ki Aser Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, Hamoitzi Tevin, Kamali Piparo. If you take out straw, the amount that fills up a cow's mouthful, but you took it out for a gomel. You took it out to feed your camel, which is larger than the mouth of a cow. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayiv, Rabbi Shimon Lakshem Apata. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yechayiv, because even though you didn't take out the mouth, the amount that a camel needs to eat, but since you took out a food that is suitable for a cow, and you took out a mouth, the amount that would feed the cow, Yechayiv. Rabbi Shimon Lakshem Apata, since you took it out to feed a camel, it has to have the amount that the camel eats. And since this isn't the amount that the camel eats, then you can't be chayif. Says the Gemara, Be'orta, in the evening, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. However, says the Gemara, Letzafra hadabei, in the morning he reversed himself. Om Rabbi Yosef, Shaper of the Hadar. He did the right thing by reversing his opinion. The Leichazel Gomel, for what Reish Lakish said, makes much sense. Since you took it out for a camel, and that's the amount, this is not the amount that the camel needs, Yechayif. So the Pnei Yeshua asks the question. The halacha is, by all shiurim, typical shiur when we speak about food, is a kazayis. We don't start differentiating who's eating it, is a larger person or a smaller person. Why over here do we start making these distinctions? So the Pnei Yeshua says that by Meichel Behema, when it comes to food fed to an animal, our Mishnah has clearly demonstrated that we look at the animal. So Rabbi Yochanan cannot ignore that. Das von der Reise says that actually the Machloikis in our Gemara, before we had the retraction, is do we go after the Maisa by Hilcha Shabbos? Do we go after the Maisa or do we go after the Machshava? The Mandam that says that your Chayiv says we go after the Maisa. The Mandam that says your Potter follows the Machshava. And the Gemara is saying that Shabbos is based on Melech's Machshavas and we should go after the Machshava. Amalei. And that's what Abai says to Rabbi Yosef. Adurabba, Kidimikar Mistabra. Rabbi Yochanan's original opinion is the correct opinion. The Chazi Leparo. We look at the Maisa. And at the Maisa, you took out the mount. That is a mount that you could be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, because that's the mount a cow could eat. Ella Kiyasarovin. Omar Moitzi Tevin Kamali Pli Paro Legomel. You take that straw, which is the mount filled for a cow, and you took it out for a camel, the Kulam Lepligi Dechayiv. Everybody agrees, you're chayiv, because we look at your Maisa, again, following the Asim Daraisin's approach to our Gemara, and you carried out the shear. Ki Pligi, when does the Machloikus, but Moitzi Otso, when you took out camel food, Kamali Pipara, Leparo, you took out the mount, you took camel food for a cow, and you took out the mouth that fills up the mouth of a cow. Vipchitma. And the opinions ought to be reversed. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yipotter, and Shlokisham Machayiv. And the Gemara explains the basis for their opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Potter, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yipotter, Shachila Adet Chak, Loishma Achila. Since this is not what is normally given to a cow, and the cow really doesn't want to eat this food, so we can't pay attention to this. Even though it's not something that's meant to eat, since we follow, since he can eat it, that's enough that you're chayiv. So over here I saw a beautiful explanation. What is the machlokes? It goes back to what we mentioned a minute ago. Shabbos comes with very special rules. The very special rules are that melechus machsheves. So since we see that Shabbos is halachas, melechus machsheves, in order to be mechayiv, it has to be something that was meant to eat. Omer, we learned in the Mishnah that if you take out straw, k'moli pli tle, the amount that fills up the mouth of a lamb. Ask the Gemara, but v'atanya, we learned elsewhere that the amount of straw is k'groigris. Answers the Gemara, there's no problem. Idi v'idi chat shiruhu, the moli pli tle is a groigris. So why didn't you say groigris? So we should have just said groigris. So says Tosfos, the reason the Mishnah used mole pli teleh is the Mishnah wants to teach us our Mishnah wants to teach us the why is this the shear? Because this is what a lamb ate. So why does the Brisa say groigris? To teach us that the pli teleh, if you want to know how big a groigris is, look at the pli teleh and you'll know that that's the size of a groigris. We learned further in the Mishnah, Ali Shum v'Ali Betzolim, leaves of garlic and leaves of onion. Lachem, if you carry out moist ones, it's kegroigris. V'yaveshim, dry ones, it's kemoli pliya teleh, the mouth of the size of a sheep. The ve'mitzar from zeh mzeh. But these two different foods cannot combine. Neshloi shavu b'shireyim. They don't have the same shear. So I saw a very important word from the Chashuke Chemed in explaining this Gemara. The Gemara says that different foods that don't have the same shear don't combine. But what about foods that do have the same shear? As we will learn in this Masechta, most foods, the shear is a groigris. Could you have two different foods? And to explain this question better is that the foods that don't really go together. He gives different examples of foods, honey that you'll put together with different foods that don't go together with honey. If you're going to, honey and herring, that's his example. Nobody ever put honey on herring. But you'll take out a kegroigris of a combination of herring and honey. Will you be chayiv? So he says that since our Mishnah, Gemara, are very clear that only when foods don't have the same shear, that's when they don't combine. But if they have the same shear, they do combine. And we don't begin starting to analyze, is this a good match or it's not a good match? They always combine. But what is an interesting question is, what about food and drink? They don't have the same shear. The shear by food is here, it's a kegroigris, and for liquids we're going to learn in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the next perek. What is going to be the halacha, asked the Magen Avraham, if you have a food and a beverage, can they combine for a bracha achrayna? So he says, the Magen Avraham, in Simreish Yud, Sif Katan Aleph, that even though all different foods, as we just said, can combine for the shear of kezayis to have to make a bracha achrayna, and all different types of beverage can combine for the shear of vias for the bracha achrayna, but when we come to food and beverage, they don't combine. And he brings a raya from Hilchos Yom Kippur, that if somebody soaked his bread in a beverage and the shear on Yom Kippur is a kesevis, the halach is that they don't combine. However, there are others that say we can't bring a raya from Yom Kippur to Bracha Achroina. By Yom Kippur, it depends on Yishuv Hadas. A Chazal determined that you can't have Yishuv Hadas by the combination of food and liquid. But that doesn't mean that that would be the halacha by Bracha Achroina. And that's what, is the opinion of Mishnah Brura in the Shara at Sion, there in Simreish Yotzef Katan Hay. You can't combine, you can't compare Yom Kippur to Bracha Achroina. And that also is the opinion of the Prima Godim, that you can't connect Hilchas Brachas to Hilchas Yom Kippur. But Rav Moshe uses our Gemara. He says, our Gemara taught us a new concept. Our Gemara said that if things don't have the same shear, that's enough of a reason for them not to be able to combine. And therefore, he says, the Magen Avraham's opinion is very understandable. Since the shear for solids and the shear for liquid is not the same shear, they cannot combine. So he says, a very big chiddush. He says, if somebody eats vegetable soup, and there are vegetables in this vegetable soup, and you don't have enough of the liquid to make a bracha achroina, and you don't have enough of the vegetable, and you do not have enough of the vegetable to make the bracha achroina, says Rav Moshe, they can't combine. Because this is a solid food, and this is a soup. And Rav Moshe says a chiddush, that even though for the bracha rishayna, for both of them, is the same bracha rishayna, a boire pri ha'adama. But that's still not good enough because they don't have the same shear for bracha achroina that they should combine for a bracha achroina. Or based on our Gemara, that foods that don't have the same shear cannot combine. Says the Gemara. But now says Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, a very important statement. I'm Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Eim etzdar from l'chomer shebeneim. Avim etzdar from l'kal shebeneim. So when we speak about Chomer and Kal in this Gemara, we first have to define what is Chomer and Kal. Chomer means something that has a smaller shear, and Kal means something that has a larger shear. So something that has a smaller shear, you can't take a food that you need a bigger shear to achieve that shear. But if something has a bigger shear, and you're going to take a different food, that even though that food has a smaller shear, it can combine. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? If they don't have the same shear, mimit starfin, can they combine? V'tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Kelim, habeget shloisha shloisha, the minimum size of a regular piece of material to be makabel tumas Moshev has to be shloisha shloisha, three tefachim on three tefachim. Hasak, the minimum size of a sack, is arba al arba tefachim. It is a shear of arba al arba tefachim. Haor, leather, chamisha chamisha, 5 by 5 tefachim. Mappets, a mat, the shear by a mat made out of reeds, is shisha al shisha, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. But Tanei Law, and the Braisa, in explaining that Mishnah, teaches us, habeged v'asak, the cloth on the sack, hasak v'or, and the sack and the or v'amapitz, v'mistafim z'mezeh, can combine for the same shear. V'aram Shimon, Aram Shimon said, in order to explain that halacha, matam, why are these different types of materials, why can they combine? They don't have the same shear. And we're seeing that if something doesn't have the same shear, they can't combine. So he says there's a special reason why they combine. Because there is a case where they can be put together. Because if somebody combined any of these two materials to make a patch on a mule saddle, that patch will become an avatama when an azov sits on it. Even because there, the shear of a patch is a tefach betefach. So what is Rav Shimon saying? Because we found a situation that they combine with the same shear, that's why they combine. But if not for that, things that have different shiurim don't combine. So why are you saying here that they can combine l'chumra? Answers the Gemara. Tama, and Gemara makes the point. Tam deruim l'tam emoshiv, only because we found a situation where they can combine. Aval ein royal l'tam emoshiv, if we would not be able to find a situation where they can combine by having the same shear loy, because items that don't have the same shear can never combine. So why are we saying they could combine? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava, hachanami chazil dugma. Here too, there's a situation where they can combine. That means, Rashi explains, somebody who sells various types of feed puts them all together in front of his window to advertise that he has these different foods available for sale. And he prefers that they combine, because if he keeps them separate, since he has just a small amount, the wind will blow away the smaller piles. So since we have a situation where they are combined, that's a good enough where they combined. That's why they can always combine, as we just learned in this Gemara. Hamaitzi Eichlem, says the Mishnah. Now the Gemara goes on to speak about the shear for carrying out food. So as we learned, the shear is a groigris. So I saw that the Pnei Menachem asks a question. He says, we spoke about this at the beginning of our Masechta. At the beginning of our Masechta, we discussed from where do we learn the issa of carrying on Shabbos. So it says in the Torah, Ayetzi Ishmim Koimai B'yayim HaShvi. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael not to go out to carry the mon. How much mon did everybody receive? The pasuk says, it was a couple of seeds. So we see that by mon they carried less than a groigris. So ask the Pnei Menachem, the whole din, the whole isser of carrying, we learn from the mon. And by mon they didn't carry a groigris. So he says, yes, maybe they only got a few seeds of mon, but that mon was ultimately going to grow into a bigger amount. So he says, we know that the halacha is, we're going to learn it in the Gemara later, on that Tzadik Aleph, Amar Aleph, that when we look at the shear, we look at what it is now, not to what it can be. So the Pashta Teretz is, that we learn from the mon, the concept of carrying. We don't learn from the mon the shear of carrying. The shear is a halacha l'mashe m'sinai of a groigris. That's the Pashta Teretz. Another teretz that he gives is that the Gemara, later in our Masechta, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, teaches us that if you carry something even less than the shear of a groigris, but it has significance, you're using it for refuah, or you're using it for any other purpose, then you don't have to carry out a groigris. So the mon, which had the special bracha, that even if you carried out just a small amount of the mon, it filled, you even ate just a small amount of the mon, it filled you up. So the mon had very special significance. And we can't learn from the mon to other foods, a regular food, the shear is a kazayis, a groigris. Another teretz he gives, and we spoke about this halacha in a previous year. It's a gemara that we're going to learn later on, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. The gemara teaches us that if somebody carries out a vessel, and the vessel is the right shear, but what the food in the vessel is less than a groigris. So not only are you potter on the food, because it's less than a groigris, but you also potter on the vessel, because the vessel is secondary to the food. But we learned that's only if there's nothing else in, that's only if there's something in the vessel, because then the vessel becomes secondary to the food. But in a situation where the food, where the vessel is empty, so then the vessel becomes significant on its own. When they carried out the vessel to collect the mon, it was an empty vessel. And therefore, they weren't chayiv for the mon, because the mon they indeed didn't carry groigris, but they were chayiv for the vessels the kalim that they used to take to collect the mon, which were empty on the way to pick up the mon. So Hamayitza Eichlam teaches us the Mishnah, the shear of carrying out food is a groigris. Hamayitza Eichlam ke groigris chayiv. You take out of food the shear of a groigris, you chayiv. Umestafrim zemzeh, and different types of food can combine, because they all have the same shear. Chutz miklipason, what does not comply is the shell, vigarineim the pits, vuktseim the stems, the subin is the coarse bran that's around the wheat kernel, which falls off when you pound the wheat. Umersonon is the fine bran, which after the kernels are ground into flour and the flour is sifted, this is the fine bran that's left that doesn't come out through the filter. Yudaimer, chutz miklipa edoshin, all shells aren't combined except the shells of lentils. Shemispashtosimam, when you cook lentils, you also cook these peels with them. Subra mursun lamitstarfin, ask the Gemara, the coarse bran and the fine bran don't combine with the flour to make the shear. But tonight we learn in a Mishnah, when you have 3/4 of a kav of flour and a little more, that's the shear when you chayi b'chala. And to get to that amount, hain suben amersonim. So you see they do combine. Answers the Gemara, Amr Abaya, you know why it combines for shear for hilchas chala? Shekein ani oichel pita isa belusa. A poor person eats food, eats his bread with flour that isn't filtered. But most people don't. So for Hilchas Shabbos, they do not combine. For Hilchas Challah, since there are poor people that eat the challah that way, that they do combine. So I saw the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed makes a very interesting point. Apparently, in those days, nobody ate, unless you were poor and you didn't want to lose the bran, so you didn't eat bread, you didn't eat flour that had on it the bran. Nowadays, people look specifically to eat whole wheat bread. And the definition of whole wheat bread, is flour that has the bran still attached. So what will be the halacha bizman hazeh? He says that certainly when we speak about this halacha, we have to look at what people eat bizman hazeh. And since bizman hazeh, people eat bread that way, it will combine to the shear groigris. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yudaima, chutz miklipei adashim. All shells are not combined except the shells of lentils, hamispashasimam, because they're cooked together with the lentils. Adashinin, but this is the halacha by lentils. Pulin, by beans, they're not combined. Vatanya, Rabbi Yudaima, we learned in a braisa, that this halacha is not only by lentils that the shell combine, but so too is the halacha by beans as well. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Habacharati, by fresh beans, their halacha is that the shells combine. The shells are edible, and therefore they combine with the bean. Habatiki, not fresh, dried out beans, there the shell is not considered edible. Answer, says the Gemara, why not? Atika my tamaloi. Why is the difference between the shells of fresh beans versus shells of old beans? Answers the Gemara Amravua, Neshinir Kazuzan Bikara. The bean shells on old beans look like flies in a plate. They're black, and because the shells get black with age, and people don't want to eat the beans that has a foreign substance that looks black. So they make sure that they take off the shell from their older beans that it shouldn't look like they're eating flies. And therefore, by lentils, there's no difference if it's young or old. By beans, there's a difference. By young beans, the shell looks good and is edible and it's combined. By older beans, because of their blackish appearance, people refrain from eating it. Hanrloch klagodl. Hanrloch klagodl, Hanrloch klagodl.